Hello guys, my name is Kaushik Mahmood. I am here to present about MonoGame and talk about XNA style development on Windows 8. You can find details about me at kaushik.com. Also, I made a microsite for this presentation, which I'll talk about in a bit. Now, you've seen these slides enough times for pure imagination. Make sure you talk about this presentation and whatever's going on at WinAPI on Twitter and PI on FB on Facebook. So the hashtag for this presentation is GMG5, WinitPI as well. So make sure you tweet about that. This is the microsite I made for this presentation. It's bit.ly/monogame. You'll find most of the stuff that I'm going to talk about here in this site. So what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about what MonoGame is. We're going to say hello to it. We're going to see how we can get it set up. We're going to see if it builds and how we can get it to run and what we're going to take away from this presentation. So what is MonoGame? MonoGame is defined on their website as an open source implementation of the Microsoft XNA 4 framework. And it supports Windows Phone 8, Windows 8 Store app, which is great. That's what we're going to talk about today, and the lesser platforms like Android and iOS. So you might ask the question, is MonoGame good enough for your game? Well, some of the greatest games on the marketplace right now have been built with MonoGame. So one of the most important ones is ARMED, and we'll see why ARMED is so important when we talk about the story of MonoGame. So yes, you can build great, great quality games because really MonoGame is very, very powerful. So once again, to summarize all of this, what is MonoGame? MonoGame is a set of tools, just like XNA was, built in a managed runtime environment that lets you build video games, very, very nice video games, and manage them, right? And because it's built on SharpDX, which is a full managed DirectX library, right, you can make really, really powerful games without having to worry about its limitations. So the story of how MonoGame got here is really all centered around ARMED. So SickHead Games, who developed ARMED, started to work on their iOS port for their game. But when Windows 8 was heard about, they figured that they should convert it to Windows 8 as well. And to that end, they started to work on the MonoGame project, which they forked from the original MonoGame project. And when SharpDX2 came out, they really had all the tools to make MonoGame happen. And while they worked on their Windows Phone 7 game, right, they also were developing the MonoGame fork. And eventually, just before the developer preview, Windows 8 ARMED was released to the marketplace. And it was a great, great game. And as you can see here, everything's happening right here. You know, MonoGame was released. MonoGame 3.0 was released, MonoGame, Windows Phone 8 was released, and Windows 8 are there. So all of this is utilized by MonoGame to make building games possible. So how do you get set up? There are a few things. You can use the installer that's available at monogame.codeplex.com. I've put that link on the MonoGame bit.ly page that I made for you guys. The installer installs binaries and project templates that you can use in Visual Studio 2012. So let's see if we can use the installer, or we can use the source, because really there are a lot of active development happen on the MonoGame Develop 3D branch, and it gives you all the source of the framework, the content pipeline, the starter kits, and there's plenty more that you can see. So really, you should consider downloading the source from GitHub, because as things get updated, you will get them as it happens. So let's look at the demo for how to set it up. So first of all, you're going to need a GitHub account. So before that, let me show you the microsite. Okay, this is loading. So this is the microsite I created for this presentation. You can find MonoGames installer that I just talked about over here. And if you download this, you'll get the binaries. You'll also get the project templates that you need for Visual Studio 2012. Sorry. Also, this is the sikhead fork from GitHub that we're going to be pulling from the site. Now, because the source is pretty big, I'm not going to be actually downloading it. What you can do, you can see the steps that I have outlined in my blog. It's very simple. All you need is a Git client. You have a GitHub account, which is very free. After that, you can just go into the place where you want to pull your sources. And I've created this one line for you guys that if you just plug into your client, it will download everything for you. Now, let's look at what this tells you. First of all, it says, hey, get me all the stuff from the MonoGame fork on GitHub. Also, get me all the submodules that we use to build. So this includes the samples, the starter kits, and whatnot. Also, you know, update all the submodules. So this part is important because it gives you a lot of the dependencies like sharddx and stuff. So after you have done that, what you're going to need are the templates. Now, if you are creating the templates from the source, let me show you the steps to do this. So first of all, let's look at where the templates for Visual Studio are stored. The templates are found in your My Documents and Visual Studio 2012, wherever you have installed, specified this folder to be. So in the templates, you have the Visual Studio templates, and I already have a MonoGame template, but I'm going to delete that for now. And I'm going to go to the source where I have all the MonoGame stuff. So here, MonoGame. So as you can see here, we have, zoom in, here we go. We have the starter kits, the samples, the project templates, and the third-party libraries that make MonoGame run. So in the project templates, we're looking at the Visual Studio 2012 templates, and all I have to do is just copy these three folders, right, onto my previous folder. Let me just open a different one. So there you go. I already have these templates now. What I can do is I can maybe create a separate folder. And what? There we go. Okay. One more time. Delete that. Okay. So, what did that do? I can go to Visual Studio 2012 now, which is amazing. And I can try to create a new project. And at that time, this project template will be available. Once this loads up, we can... come on. Okay, here we go. So, new project. And there you go. So, you know, Visual C Sharp, you have all your stuff here. And on MonoGame, you have the MonoGame simple with the XAML, which is a really nice template if you want to hook up to a lot of the events that happen from the operating system. And the MonoGame Windows Phone 8 project. So really, MonoGame is now ready for all of this. Plus, a lot of things are getting underway because it's still in development. So after I have this, there's a little bit of a trick that I have to do. I go to Visual Studio 2010, copy the Windows 8 content project, because you might have noticed that there is no content project yet. And they've built a Windows, a Visual Studio 2010 version of the Windows 8 content project. And if you copy that over to Visual Studio 2012, it will still work. So let's look at that here. So there you go, like the content project here for Windows 8 as well. Now, I've done all that. Let's see what I can do next. So I got my GitHub account. I got the Git client to download all the source code. Further to this that I didn't touch on is you're going to need XNA bits for the project to work, because MonoGame uses some of these things to run. And unlike what you may have heard, it is possible to install XNA on Windows 8, but that doesn't let you develop and build Windows 8 store apps. So first thing you have to do to get the XNA bits is install the Windows Phone 7.1 SDK. That will fail for the first time. Then if you install Games for Windows and you reinstall the 7.1 SDK and update to 7.1.1, you will eventually have the XNA bits. It is a little bit of a hack, and the reason behind this is that MonoGame is still in development and it's not a full package download for you. But that's a little step, really, to have a massive, massive effect in letting you build MonoGame games. Now, further to this, you're going to need the Windows Phone 8 SDK, which will enable you to build the content project. So the question then is it going to build? Because I'm really doing a lot of a hack. So I showed you the project templates. Those come automated, installed with the installer if you use that. Otherwise, you copy the source like I did. And the Windows 8 content pipeline is still in development, like I said. So let me see if this will actually work. And if I'll get the cornflower blue screen of MonoGame. So I go back to here, make a new project, right? So this one, let's say I want to create. So I used to have XNA game that I'm going to port over, and I know it's called Super Square, but I'm going to call it Super Square 8 because it's going to be only for Windows 8. So first thing I'm going to do is say I'm going to build a MonoGame game and have it called Super Square 8. So here I am now. And this doesn't look any different from it would as your old school XNA games. It's called a game project. These namings are different from what I'm used to, so I'm going to rename them. You got to love control space and control dot. So after I've renamed that, it looks very much like my old school XNA game, and I don't feel out of place. So I've added that. Now let's see if I can add the content project, because this wasn't added here, as you can see. So, you know, I want my content project. So Super Square content, right? Now I've added Super Square content, and I can add all my content here. But if you notice, I can't add a content reference here, right? So this is a little bit of a problem. But I have a workaround for that, and I will use that soon enough. For now, let's see if this actually gives me the blue screen. Here we go. Let's see if it works. Store app and Cornflower Blue. So you must feel really at home if you're an XNA developer running on Windows 8, that you'll finally have Cornflower Blue to play with. So all of that is great. Now, what I need to do is make sure my content's building, right? But before I get to that, I should once again go through these steps. What did I do? All I had to do, just like I would in a Visual Studio project, create a new project. So it's very, very simplified now that the progress of development has happened a lot. So I took these tiny steps to create a vanilla MonoGame project, add the content project. Now what I'm going to do is copy my existing stores from my previous game. So let's do that. My previous game was a Visual Studio 2010 project, right? Actually, my old projects are all down here. So, Super Square. Let's see. Where's Super Square? Oh, it looks like I moved it. Okay. So, right here, Super Square. There you go. Now, I will copy over my source for game and go to, not this one, this one. Yes, replace that. Yes to all. So this is my old Super Square project, but the namespace has changed, so let me update that, change everything into this. And if I try to build it, it's going to tell me that I'm missing something from my game. And I remember having a square class, so I'll copy this over here. Also in the square class, I will change the namespace because now I've updated this to Windows 8. Let's see if this builds. So great, this actually builds. No errors and a lot of warning, but that's okay. Now, let's go back to this. And I change the namespaces and add, if you have in your game namespaces that you need to change, you should do that at this step. So keep it simple so that you're not overwhelmed by the amount of changes you have to do. Now let's see if my app will run, because I've created this project that I have, but I need to make sure this actually runs. For the runtime, there are certain things you have to look at. You have to look at if there are specific APIs that are not supported in Monogame. If there are specific APIs that are only for Windows Phone or Xbox, you're porting from Xbox, and if bring them all to Windows 8 under their specific APIs. Also, it's very important if you change names, because I changed my name for the project from Super Square to Super Square 8. It's very important you get that right and debug in really small steps. Also, because Monogame now supports so many platforms, how you get about doing that is just like you would in XNA with using compilation symbols. So let's say you wanted to build for iOS, you would say, hey, if iOS, do this, if Android, do this. So it's very very intuitive for a .NET developer to use Monogame. Now, let's see if I get any exceptions if I run my application. Here you go. And it crashed, so there must be something wrong here. I know that this is for the Windows Phone, so I don't really need this. Also, this is for the Windows Phone, things I don't really need. So maybe I'll run it now and see if it works. And it couldn't find the asset I was using. For that, I just realized that I didn't actually copy over my content. Now, for the content trick, let's first copy over the content, and I'll show you the trick for getting it to build. So my XNA project content are here. I'll just copy the square content and put it here. Now I'm going to call this square. So all it looks like is a square. This is fine. And build it again. Run it. I'm hoping that now the content will be loaded. But obviously it's not, because I haven't actually referenced the content in my main project. So how do I do that? So let's first create a folder called content. Right? After you do that, you add a new project for Windows Phone or either Windows Phone 7.1 or Windows Phone 8, an XNA XAML game, right? And all it is a content trigger. You're not going to have any code in it because the code really is for my Monogame project. The content, this project I'm creating for Windows Phone 8 is just to help me build the content for this project, right? Now, I'm going to get rid of this project that came with the project I just created, because I don't need this. And I'm going to reference here my project for the content. So I'm going to add SuperSquare content in here. So I've added SuperSquare content. SuperSquare 8 is here. This is content trigger that I'm not going to really use. But what this will help me do is when I build, if you see the output, there are going to be XNB files that are going to be created, just like it would in XNA. So that's great. I have this XNB file that I need to copy over to my project. So let's do that. So content, I have the XNB file. SuperSquare 8. I need to go to SuperSquare 8 and my content, paste it here. Now, let's see if this builds. Builds great. Run it. Still the same exception. What am I doing wrong? What I'm doing wrong here is in my content project, I have included this file. Also, further to including, you need to specify that this is actually a content and you need to copy it over to where the source is. So this will still build, and I know for sure now that I have the square XNB file in my project as a content, and everything's building, so this should run for sure. But, wow, it still didn't, and let me guess why. So Visual Studio comes with a really nice tool where it tells you if you're making spelling mistakes. So there you go. Press control dot, and there you have it, right? So now if I run it, it's passing through my square texture really nicely, but not so much for my font. So that's because I haven't at all created my font, copied my font content. So let me do that now, and I'll see that my game actually runs really nicely. If I go over to where I stored my project, just 2012 projects. This was in SuperSquare content and font. See, now I'm not going to copy it here. I'm going to copy it to this folder here because that's what builds my content. Also, an interesting thing here is further to the XNA framework processors, this is what we installed when we installed the XNA SDK for Windows Phone SDK for 7.1, is these monogame specific processors, which is great. That means they have built everything that XNA had in terms of processors. And this is a font. I'm going to select Sprite font to show you that it actually works. If I build and look at the output, you'll see that the font XNB has been created. And all I have to do now, just like I did before, is copy over this to my content folder. SuperSquare 8, SuperSquare, and content. Voila. Here, I also have to re-include my font. Once I've done that, run it. Should work just fine. But something's going wrong here. So what the problem is that even though I have the font correctly, I forgot a crucial step. And this is important because these are things that will stop me from converting my game correctly. So I've forgotten to make sure that this is content and the compiler knows to copy this over. So there you go. My game is just like it was for Windows Phone 7, but obviously it's stretched and it's not great looking for Windows 8, and plus my input doesn't seem to work. So let's see what's going on. I copied over all my compiled content. You know, I got the names right. I removed the Windows Phone specific things, and I haven't still handled input, but that's what I'm going to do now. So let's go over to my project here. And the problem is my screen width and height are different from as it was on Windows Phone. And that's not going to work on Windows 8 because there are going to be different screen form factors, and I have to adjust to that. So let me change the code. I have a bunch of snippets of code here that will help me make sure that I'm reacting to things like Snap View, things like screen size change and stuff like that. And that's easily done by signing up for this event that comes from the core window. So the core window is really like the container that that MonoGame exposes for the input events, the user interface, and stuff like that. So what I'm saying here is that if the size changes for this current window, do something. So what I'm going to do here is copy actually these two. And because now my window height and window width are going to be dynamic, I want to keep track of these. So I'm going to create some local variables, right? And just all that, that's it. That's crazy. Window width. There you go. I wonder what that was. Anyway, so what I'm doing here is saying that, hey, anytime this window changes size, let me save the value. So let's look at what that looks like on the debugger. So if I change the window height to be okay, so my screen doesn't support snapping because it's not a widescreen. But if you did change the window height and the window width, you would see its value change over here. So once I have that, let me initialize these values a little below here. I'm going to say that, okay, my graphics height and width are going to be set by the window. So window height and window width. Right, so let me just double check if this is what I had from here. Oh, so the first time it's being set, actually, you need to get this from the graphics device's viewport, because it's the event that we signed up to doesn't fire the first time you're setting this. So let's just copy those over here. So this is great. Now, my app runs just as well it would run before. But now, see, my screen actually has resized to fit to what the current size of the screen is. But I can't see the mouse. So there are some specific things that has been changed on the MonoGame to make sure that you can do certain things like the mouse appearing and the gestures being supported. So let's do is. So is mouse visible? You have to set it to true to make sure that you can see the pointer. And the reason that it's encapsulated in this way is because MonoGame supports all the input features that Windows 8 brings to the table. So that includes things like touch, first of all, pen, styluses, and of course, keyboard and mouse. So if you're building a Windows 8 game, you should consider making sure that you are building support for all these different inputs, because Windows 8 is going to be on so many different types of form factors with different types of inputs. And if you want your game to be playable by almost anyone, you should make sure that your game is compatible with all those input types. So My game so far looks great. It has a pointer, and it seems to be stuck on this point, though. And the reason behind that, I guess, is because this was the resolution for the game, and that's all my app knows about. So let me change that a little bit. So I used to have that my squares will appear and disappear only to in the width of the game. Now I should change that. I will change that from what I have written before so that I don't make mistakes. Vector to random position for my squares is going to be that, right? So nothing fancy here. Before I used to have those values hard-coded. Now I don't, because I know my device is going to be of different sizes. So let's check this out. Still not working here, because let me look at why this is not working. If I go to my square class, previously I had made sure that it knew about when it should die in truth, because as the game loop updates, it should check if it's still alive. And I decided that, hey, it's going to be the screen width and the screen height that will cause it to die. Now, I have to change that, because my game is more dynamic. The height and width are different. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass in the value of my maximum height and maximum width. So let me copy this class again. And I'll just paste it here. Delete that. Paste it. There we go. Okay. When that happens. So square, copy that to in here. So there you go. I have all new square class that takes in the maximum height and the maximum width of the current screen and sets it to a local variable. This is what's called inversion of control for the people who are really into design patterns. And all it does is it says, hey, if your maximum height, if your Y position is greater than maximum height, or if your X position is greater than maximum width, then die. So let me build this. Once again, I made an error. I wonder what that is. Let me go in here. So, okay, I copied the wrong namespace. So let me change the namespace back to what it was. Build it now. Should be running great. But since I changed this, I have to update my APIs. So max height for this project is going to be window max height and window max width. All of that done, I can build now. Here you go, run it. And there you go. I have my project working on a full screen, just like I wanted to on a Windows 8 project. Now, if I had Snap View on a widescreen, my computer doesn't, you would see that it would snap and the application would fire this event here. This event here, and you would see that my squares have shifted to the right or the left depending on where you snapped. And it's very important that you utilize the snap view. Say, let's say you have a fun game that you want your users to play. You want your users to do something else productive while they're playing your game. And it's very important you utilize that feature of Windows 8. So all of this is done, right? My game looks great, but the problem is the input doesn't work, right? And the reason behind this is because gestures that are captured by the touch panel in Mono game, and the previous XNA framework is specific for Windows Phone and the different gestures that it supported. Also, this touch panel actually does work for laptops or Surface machine that Microsoft has that actually supports touch. So this is, like it says, touch panel, right? But I don't have a touch panel. I have a mouse. So what I should check is if the touch panel, has any gestures, right? Do this. Otherwise, if someone's using a mouse or a keyboard, do something else. So it's very easy. You know, it's very straightforward to get mouse input, as you'd expect. So all you have to do, I'll copy over this snippet of code. And all it's saying here is get the mouse state and check if the left button is pressed. If it is, create a gesture sample. So I didn't want to change my list of gesture samples that I'm using all over the project because really I built this for a phone project. So I'm just creating an empty gesture sample that resembles a tap. And because the API is very straightforward, you can create that and add it to your existing list of taps that you are collecting. And after you've done that, my game just goes to the taps and finds its position. And after it finds the position and checks if there are any squares within that tap and just kills them and gives you a score for killing those squares. So after I have done all this, let me see if I run this project, what it looks like. That's great. Now I can actually get score for killing these squares. And after this game is really addictive for me. I know it's an amazing game. So after I have gone up a little bit to score something, time will eventually run out and my game will be over. And when the game's over, I am a really bad designer for games, so I just made it a blank screen, and that shouldn't be how your game looks like. What I can do to improve this experience for my users is, have something that says, hey, your game's over. And the reason I'm doing this is to show you that Sprite Batch is true and alive in Monogame. And what I can do here is just copy, let's say, this part here, and say, okay, using this font, I'm going to draw a string just like I used to in XNA and say, this is the font, say game over, right, game over, and the position, whatever, and the green, I'll change to, let's say, red. Very simple, just like you would in XNA. Right, so if, let's say, I don't play this game and the game runs out in 15 seconds, it will show you this text saying that, hey, it's game over. But what you should really consider using is some of the Windows 8 APIs, like the message box and whatever, right? So the game over there is not really great, so I should just do something like in the position, X is that, and the Y is window height /2, right? So this will appear in the half of the screen, and that will be great. I don't need to show you that, but that's fine. So I've done all this stuff where I have my input for Windows 8. This is all input. My screen resizing for Windows 8. This is all screen resizing, right? And why these things are important is because you're building Windows 8 games for lots of different devices, and it's very important to make sure that you're capturing all the people that you can capture with different input devices, different screen resolutions and sizes, and these few lines will help you do that, right? So let's go back to our presentation here. I've said that you can handle input given your preferences, and really it's more should be that you should handle your input making sure that you are considering everybody who is using your app. So what are the takeaways from this presentation? So the first thing to take away from this presentation is the website that I built for you guys. And I built this with Uplet, which is a really nice little tool. It shows you all the Monogame. I've put in all the Monogame specific sites, the root project on GitHub, and how the sickhead fork. I've created a blog post a while back for how to install Monogame onto your computer through the crazy steps that you had to do, including the XNA stuff. Also, I've linked to the original blog by Bob Familiar, who really exposed how you can use Monogame and how Sickhead Games use Monogame to build games on Windows 8. And his blog post is amazing because it's very, very detailed and shows you how to actually convert a game, just like I did, from XNA to Monogame. The cool thing about Monogame now is that all the namespaces that are in XNA are also in Monogame. So they are exactly the same name, so it's Microsoft.xna, because they didn't want you to rewrite and recompile all the files every time. Let's say, so this enables you to have something like an Xbox project and a Monogame project at the same time that share code without having to worry about namespaces and all the name stuff. So let's go back to this site again. You can see that I'm going to update this with the trick for the content project, because that's a little bit of a hack. It's temporary, but while we wait for the content pipeline to be updated. And while that happens, I'll write a blog post and update that page for how to have it installed. So it's very important to understand that it's XNA style of programming in Monogame, so a lot of things might be different from XNA, but nonetheless, it's all managed, all simplified for you to build great, great games. And the fact is that all of this is possible by SharpDX only, and SharpDX is a great, great library that wraps DirectX and gives you low-level access to the APIs. And some of the great games on Windows 8 have been built with SharpDX. And if you're a serious programmer and you want to look into building great, great, great games and utilize all the low-level stuff in DirectX, you can use SharpDX with C# and in the .NET framework. Now, my personal appeal to you is to build real-time strategy games, because I feel that those are running out. And those are really, really fun games to build. So build some of those. Also, please make sure you value this session. I've created a link for this session. You can find it on the same microsite for this session, right here. And so that's pretty much it. My company's name is Sriya Cubes. My name is Kaushik, and you can tweet at us, connect with us whenever you want. And I've put all the details on that microsite. So thanks very much.